The inn Zum Stachel is one of the oldest taverns in the city, known to locals simply as the Stachel, which means sting or barb. The building was originally called the Gressenhof, after the well-to-do Kresser family. The Gressenhof is first mentioned in a bill of sale dating from the early 15th century, when a Würzburg butcher bought the building. Just over 100 years later, momentous events led to the inn being given the unusual name it has today. For in 1525, the Peasants' War reached the city of Würzburg, as the peasants demanded greater personal freedom as well as reductions in taxes and tributes. The townspeople themselves were likewise constantly at loggerheads with their ruler, the Prince Bishop. The people of Würzburg allied themselves with the peasants and opened the city gates to let the insurgents in. It was in the Gressenhof that the leaders of the peasant troops set up headquarters, including the legendary Franconian knight Götz von Berlichingen. As a way of recognizing the house, a morning star, a typical peasant weapon, is said to have been hung from its outside wall, the weapon's sharp spikes in turn suggesting the name Stachel. The inn has kept the name ever since. The rebels lost the war and the army of peasants was annihilated in a devastating battle. The Prince Bishop had over 250 local citizens arrested and tortured, and many of them paid for their resistance with their life. The prisoners included Tilman Riemenschneider, the famous woodcarver, who was a city councillor at the time. After 2 months' imprisonment, he was released, but also relieved of his offices. To this day, a morning star hangs from the house as a reminder of these turbulent times. The restaurant offers a range of Franconian specialities and select wines from the region. In the summer, the picturesque inner courtyard provides a particularly atmospheric setting.